Welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, the latest on shares, markets and investments, now available on your Amazon Alexa.
Aquis listed Adshore Services, which offers a wide range of business services like audit and security management, has recently released a trading update, but perhaps more importantly, a strategic update in the context, amongst other things, of AI efficiencies and how the company will fund its new acquisition strategy. Let's catch up with its chief executive, Kevin Lim, who joins us now. Kevin, welcome.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Let me just ask, first of all, about the highlights of this most recent update. Not so much the earnings, but obviously they're important, but this strategic update, which seems to have given a little bit of an uplift to shares.
Yes, it's an exciting time for the board. Adshore listed on the Aquis Exchange in October 23. And we did that primarily through the existing business plan within our trading subsidiary, Tier Limited. And we've seen that through over the last 2.5 years post-listing with some degree of success. As we've stabilised our position on the market, this has now given the board an opportunity to reevaluate how we want to use Adshore's listing to really move forward with the development and enhancement of a group structure within Adshore Services. Building on the strong foundations that we have within our trading subsidiary tier, but possibly looking at how we can get opportunities to expand our presence into new markets or to acquire new capabilities to enable us to add more value in existing spaces.
So what about the next 3 years? How do you see things developing given this new update?
I think we've got a lot of work to do, which is exciting. There'll be a lot of conversations to be had, and there'll be a lot of things internally that we need to start to put in place. Primarily, we'll be looking at initially how we move forward with the active deployment of our proprietary artificial intelligence tools. And then running parallel to that, we'll be looking at opportunities for organic and inorganic growth within the group.
So the M&A activity is something else we've got to talk about, because that's how you're looking to expand. The vision is, I understand, to build a cluster of specialist professional services firms through selective acquisitions. What's the filtering process? What is the filtering process you're using to get to where you need to be?
Primarily, we want to align on the basis of values. We've positioned ourselves, both in terms of the trading subsidiary and Adshore as a whole, as something different to organisations currently out providing similar ranges of services within the markets. Primarily, we want to do that leveraging the greater transparency that we get through our public listing. We want to look at alignment, some of the values, particularly through our B Corp certification that we have currently within our subsidiary and plans to elevate. And then looking at how we can utilise that to empower people to actively want to engage and add value to organisations that we currently work with or in new sectors where we believe we can add tangible value.
I want to talk more about the B Corp in just a moment's time, but one of the important questions has to be around the strength of the balance sheet and how you're expected to fund these acquisitions. What's the situation there?
In many cases, if we were talking about specialist types of management consultancy, for example, or even extensions of existing capabilities and services we provide within our current trading subsidiary tier. We're really looking at the contacts and the people that we could bring in and alignment through their businesses. And so what we need to look at there is what's the best way of enabling people to come in and join the group in a way that adds value to the group, but also adds value to them to develop and to build their existing organisation or to develop fresh within our organisation new capabilities and new skills. We have cash reserves within the business. We have been trading profitably for in excess of 30 years within the subsidiary, and we have improved our margins year on year post-listing. So immediately we'll be looking at how we can make that work within our own confines of our own balance sheet. But clearly our listing, should something more significant arise, gives us an opportunity to look at an exciting way of potentially bringing people into the fold.
Let's talk a little bit more about Tier Insight and its positioning as both an internal efficiency tool, as I think you refer to it, and the engine of a potential standalone AI subsidiary. Explain more about what's going on here and the mechanics of this new sort of AI solutions that you call it, and how it could promote synergies across the group, because as much as business is, it's the internal relationship between the different strands of the businesses that make money as well.
Artificial intelligence has moved at a significant pace, even since we set out to start on this project. There are now a plethora of off-the-shelf capabilities available, things that are already baked into some of the software solutions we already have within the organization. But at the same time, there are specific capabilities that are unique to our operating environment, trained upon our data sets, that when embedded within a broader network of tools, can really help us to unlock value within the business in terms of looking at how we can maximize capacity, move margins, and up the value of the services and the products that we provide to our chosen markets. That really, I think we've seen more broadly, not just within our own organization, but within the world of AI today, successful deployment of self-developed tools is the challenge. And we haven't been immune from that, but I think we are on the cusp of quite an interesting way of integrating our proprietary tools to our software systems internally. And I'm quite excited to look at where we can go with that.
How confident are you that your tools and the continued investment in the AI side will keep you ahead of the pack, in as much as anyone else, perhaps maybe a larger incumbent, could come in and move faster with more money?
There is always a risk that someone else will pick up if it's a good idea. That's the very reason. At the moment, our focus is on enhancing and improving our own internal capabilities with the skills we've invested in and the tools that we've invested in. And we're confident that we can move that forwards now to a position where we can start to realize real tangible value from those deployments. Our approach has been within the strategy to look to set that up as a separate vehicle within the group for the purpose of actually building that internal business case, test case, customer scenario, so we can really independently assess the value products are having, amend and change course accordingly, and look at how we can objectively build something that may well in the time have tangible value to commoditize or to commercialize beyond the scope of the existing subsidiary or even outside of the group.
Also, I have just to quickly touch on this, the sad passing of one of your colleagues, a person that was instrumental in TIER right the way through, pretty much throughout his history. What do you say to, obviously, this is a difficult subject, and we have to think of the friends and family and close colleagues and so forth at a time like this. But in terms of the business mechanics, does it change anything?
I mean, first and foremost, Hattie was an extremely impressive individual and will be impossible to replace. But she's left a significant mark, not just on our organization or our group of organizations, but across all of the sectors that we work in. And the connections that I share with her and the connection that I have with those people out there is extremely telling, that it is a significant loss. However, I think it gives us additional motivation, and I count myself very lucky to have had the opportunity to have spent almost 3 years on a board with Hattie. I've learned significantly from her, and I suppose my objective now is to take what she's taught me and to move that forwards.
You referenced B Corp certification a few minutes ago. I wanted to pick this up as a more detailed question. Of course, TIER, I think, already is B Corp certified. What will this certification bring to the wider group?
It's critical for us as the board that we look to position our group slightly differently to competition within the landscape. We have done that successfully within TIER, and we believe that there's a value proposition within our target markets today and potentially future target markets for this type of offering. We benefit further through the additional transparency that we gain from being a listed vehicle, the additional regulation that puts upon us and our activities. And we want to exploit that point of differentiation through bringing a group structure of B Corp certification to look at how we can drive a business forward in an alternative way that successfully fuel growth and bring like-minded businesses into that fold potentially.
So through M&A, will those businesses you acquire have to have the same level of...
And that's key, really. That alignment of values and position will be critical for us. Let's not forget the fact that the B Corp movement is a for-profit movement, but at the same time, it is looking at an alternative way of doing business on a values-driven basis. And I'm quite confident that we can successfully utilise that network to help us to deliver our strategic vision.
Before we go into the crystal ball and how things are looking out from this point, how would you assess trading generally at the moment?
I think trading continues to be strong. We currently...
You pay a dividend, don't you? I mean, you've obviously got sufficient funds.
Yes, we pay a dividend. I think it's important that we reward, in many cases, some significantly long-term backers going pre-listing through our subsidiary company, and obviously any new investors that want to come on board. It's an interesting landscape, particularly within the public sector at the moment. There's a significant amount of fluctuation, there's a significant amount of reconfiguration, and that environment can create both risks and opportunities. Risks because of changes in organisation, contractual status with different bodies, but at the same time, a whole load of new regulation, a whole load of new ways of working, and now people are well situated to advise and to support those organisations. So sometimes we see in some areas a slight contraction or a pausing of business development type activities for us, but in other areas we may see that rebound, and so we have to be slightly fluid within our plans on that basis. But looking forward, I think we're optimistic that the landscape's primed.
Well, let's pick up on that point about looking forward and talk about some of the milestones that you've got in mind, which you want to explain well to check you're on target, I suppose, really, so far as an investor is concerned.
I think if we were looking strategically, we would want to be in a position looking forwards to have deployed the first part of the Tier Insight project. We've got some exciting thoughts around how we can take that further to enhance our operating environment even more so. And starting to look at how we can bring in new organizations into that fold or new individuals into that fold to develop a foothold within some of those specialist areas. So I would hope to be seen and with the board in a position where we can successfully bring more companies into that group structure over the next 3 to 5 years and start to tick some of those boxes, not just for the sake of doing it, but in a way that creates more value for the group as a whole.
Kevin, thanks so much indeed. We'll leave it there. It's Kevin Lim. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Adshore Services.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the UK Investor Magazine podcast. Please do share the podcast, and we really value any reviews and comments you leave us in your chosen podcast player. The views presented by the hosts and guests of the UK Investor Magazine podcast are in no way investment advice, and please remember all investment involves risk.